Hi, this is Rabbi Shlomo Landau, and welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Mishpatim. You know, often as a rabbi and a teacher, we say a lot of things, we give mussar, we try to give redirection, but the truth is that the mussar is to ourselves just as much as it is to everybody else. I always tell my students that when I give a lecture or a class, if even one person attends, and that one person is me, it's worthwhile, because everything that we share really applies to us first and to everybody else. And today's short vart is definitely an example of that. You see, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we find a concept which seems irrelevant and something from the past. And that's the concept of an Eved Ivri, of a Jewish slave, a Jewish servant. I mean, slavery was abolished. There is no such thing as servants nowadays. So it seems almost irrelevant. Yet there's one detail which is extremely practical. And that is that the Torah teaches us that the maximum period of time that an Eved could serve is 6 years. And at the end of 6 years, he goes out free. However, says the Torah, if let's say the servant says, I'm comfortable, I like it, my master's taking good care of me, I like the situation here. Then there's a whole process where we bring him to the door and we pierce his ear with an awl, and he remains a servant going forward. And Rashi teaches us, why do we pierce his ear? So Rashi quotes and says, this ear that heard Hashem say, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the Jewish people are servants to me. And it went, and it found another master. It's subservient to something else. It deserves to have a recognition, a hole in its ear, never to forget that dictum. And the truth is that if we think about it, for many of us in our own personal lives, we also are avadim. We also are slaves. And while our master is not in the form of a person, often it's in the form of a device. How many of us are addicted, or if not addicted, extremely controlled by our phones, by our computers, by the different technological devices that we have, where we spend hours on end on this particular device, and it controls us. I know people who bring it into bed, people that take it into the bathroom, people that take it to chasanas, to weddings, to chuppas. At all moments, for some reason, they need to be connected to this device. And in essence, this device is really their master. They're led around like a bull with a ring in its nose. And here the Torah teaches us, no, a Jewish person is not allowed to have something that they're enslaved to. Freedom is a mandate, it's an obligation. And as Chazal teach us, Ein ben chorin ela misha osik b'torah. True freedom is one who has absolute self-control, mastery of their own lives, and that is only through Torah. So let's take this to heart. And maybe, just maybe, at some point in our life, or some point in our day, we can put down our phone and we could say, you know what, I'm the boss, it doesn't control me. I only have one master. I'm only subservient to Hashem himself. Wishing you an amazing upcoming Shabbos.